on the mighty 790 KFGO. I'm just going to readjust myself for a couple of minutes. Hang on. Welcome to the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. We're going to start off the program today thinking happy thoughts and talking positive things before I let them have it over in Moorhead. We're going to talk with Heather Klefstad of the Humane Society of Fargo-Moorhead about a great fundraiser because I'm a member of the board of directors of the Humane Society, that we have coming up later in July. Heather, how are you today?
I am great.
I apologize if I'm giving off negative vibes right now.
Hey, it's all good.
The Humane Society is all good. We'll talk about this. This is a great thing. It's the Paws Walk, and it's coming up July 29th. Tell us about this.
Yes, our 24th annual Paws Walk, Stride for Strays, is coming up on July 29th at Lindenwood Park. It's going to be fun for the whole family. We're going to have games from Games Galore, free food and beverages, music, and of course, the Paws Walk itself.
So what is exactly the Paws Walk? I know what it is because the man, Rudy the Rescue Dog, was the Grand Marshal last year and enjoyed it very much and quite honestly is questioning why he's not the Grand Marshal this year. He's quite upset.
Oh, no.
But what exactly is the Paws Walk?
Sure. Well, the Paws Walk is a fundraiser to raise much-needed funds for the homeless cats and dogs of the Humane Society Fargo-Moorhead. We rely on the community to keep our doors open, and that's what we do to take care of these animals. We really rely on the public to help us out. All the donations from the event will go to take care of them while they are at the shelter.
It's really fun. We went to our first Paws Walk last year when Rudy was the Grand Marshal, and it was really a blast because it's everybody bringing their dogs. Everybody just brings their dogs. They're on leashes, and they're all well-behaved or mostly well-behaved. But then we go on a nice walk through Lindenwood Park, and people get to meet other people with dogs, and dogs meet each other, and people recognize other dogs and other people, and it's just a great gathering.
That's right. It's just a fun event for the whole family, both two-legged and four. So everyone should come out for it and help us raise some money for these shelter animals.
What is the attraction that people have? And this is a very deep question. I apologize for throwing it at you. What is the attraction that people have to their dogs so much? Because as we've become a dog family now, and I've become, and I always was a dog guy, but I'm a bigger dog guy now. It's a huge deal. My wife and child, Michelle and Emma, I would have to leave the house before Rudy could leave the house. They would throw me out before they would throw him out. They are totally into him now. Mm-hmm. What is it with dogs and people?
Well, there's just something to be said about that human-animal bond. And, you know, animal lovers definitely know what it's like. But, you know, like you said, once you got your dog of your own and then you finally realize, like, what a great, important relationship that is and how meaningful they are and how much of a part of the family they really become to you.
So when it comes to this money being raised for the Paws Walk, for the shelter, for the animals, what exactly does the money go for? Because people sure have questions. You know, if I'm going to donate money, if I'm going to go to this thing and give some money, where specifically does the money go? What's it used for?
Yep, it provides them with food, shelter, and veterinary care, to fix them before they go to their new homes, the spay and neutering. Mm-hmm. So it really, the veterinary care is one of the main things. It really costs a lot to give them mm-hmm. the proper care that they need. And so that's what the funds would go for.
Who is the Grand Marshal this year? Since Rudy the Rescue Dog has apparently been supplanted as the favorite dog of the Humane Society. No, I'm just kidding. Who's the Grand Marshal this year?
Sure. Another one of our special alums, Esperanza is her name. She's going to be the Grand Marshal and lead the walk this year. She was recently adopted in March, and she came into our care in November of 2012. And she kind of is a special case. She had special needs, came in, and she had was partially paralyzed in her back legs. So, you know, eventually we had some volunteers who got her a cart, and she has been rehabilitating and is getting along good with her cart, but now she's got her family, and we're just proud to have her back as our Grand Marshal.
And I've seen pictures of Esperanza. I haven't met her face to face or snout to nose or however you meet a dog, but she does have the cart that she has to walk on. So she uses her front paws, it looks like,
yep,
to get around, but she's getting around okay.
Yeah,
and she's doing fine otherwise.
She gets around great with that cart. Nothing will stop her, that's for sure.
How many dogs go through the Humane Society shelter? And I ask you this question every time you come in because I want people to know the great work that the Humane Society shelter does here in Fargo Moorhead. How many dogs go through? How many are adopted out? How many cats come in? How many are adopted out? Give us the stats.
Sure. Well, each year over 800 animals come through our doors, and we rescue and rehome over 800 animals. You know, whether they get adopted from our shelter or whether we are rescuing them from the pound and getting them into another local rescue if we don't have the space. Again, we are very small. We wish we were bigger, you know, but we really only have...
We're going to get bigger.
Yeah.
That's our goal. Our goal is to get bigger. Yes.
Yep. So, you know, like I said, we take in over, we rescue and rehome over 800 animals each year. So it's a lot of animals to take care of.
And from what I understand, the cats are maybe the ones who needed to be adopted more right now. Dogs, I think, right. move through the shelter pretty quickly if they're the right size and the right breed and all those things. But I think you have a lot of cats coming, don't you?
There's always many more cats than dogs. And that's just how it seems to go. The dogs go a lot quicker. There's always, the numbers of the cats are always larger. So they need to get moving quicker. People, you know, we want them to come in and meet them and fall in love with them and take them home.
You know what you should do? Have a cat walk.
You could
have people herd cats. You could have a camera there. It would be great video for the TV stations.
Hey, this is great ideas. We'll have to talk about that.
How can people become involved if they want to become involved, Heather?
Well, there's a number of different ways you can become involved. You can come and be a volunteer. You can be a foster family. And of course, you know, any donations that we accept, all donations of food and toys. And of course, monetary donations are always, always welcomed. We always need those. So,
it's a fun thing to do. And Emma and I do this not often enough, but we do it once in a while, is we just go to the shelter and check out the animals. And we did it fairly recently, a month or so ago, and just went and looked at the animals and just saw what was there and petted the ones that we could pet who were, mm-hmm. you know, outside. And there's all kinds of cats. It's just kind of a fun thing to do. And I think if people do that, here's what I always say, and I repeat this every time you're on the show, is that if you're in the market for a dog, if you're in the market for a pet, don't automatically think you have to go to a breeder or some fancy place or a pet store to get a dog, because there are lots of pets available at not only the Humane Society shelter, but other shelters around town. You can rescue animals. And if you take your time and find the right dog and give it a test run and just find that right match, you're going to find that dog, and you'll find that it doesn't matter if it's a purebred so-and-so type of dog or it's this sort of dog or that kind of pretty fancy dog. The dogs just want a home. They will adapt to you. You will adapt to them. And you'll find out, as we have with Rudy, that it will just work out almost perfectly for you. It's a terrific way to find a pet.
That's right. There's one out there for everyone. They're just waiting for that special family to come along and find them.
One more time. The Paws Walk is July 29th.
Yes, July 29th. It's actually 2 weeks from today.
Oh, geez.
At Lindenwood Park. Yep, the main shelter there. So it's not too late to start collecting pledges. And they can find all the information out on our website, too, at humanesocietyfargomoorhead.org.
Rudy will be there on the 29th, and that's what people care about. Emma will be there. Michelle will be there. And, oh, yeah, I'll tag along, too. But if people want to meet Rudy or whatever, he'll be there. You can meet Esperanza, the Grand Marshal. You'll also have dogs there who are up for adoption, right?
Yep,
so if people want to check it out at that point, they can do that, too, right?
We will definitely have some out there for that, too.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you come back on the afternoon of the 29th? Want to do that 2 weeks from today? Come back. We'll promote this right before the event, okay?
That sounds great.
Heather Klefstad, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you.
She is with the Humane Society of Fargo Moorhead. We're talking about the Paws Walk coming up July 29th at Lindenwood Park. 6 o'clock registration. 7 o'clock is the start of the walk. It is a good time. Had a little rain last year, but it didn't stop us. Hopefully we get some good, moderate summer weather.